relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Yes, indeed. Wow, those 2 hours just flew by. We'll be joined by none other than Colonel K, my guest host from townhall.com, Kurt Schlichter, and Dr. Douglas Howard. But first, we have to recognize what's happened in America. Historic events, disturbing events that led to the president, to the votes being counted for the Electoral College by 3 a.m. yesterday morning. And Vice President Pence declaring the victory for Kamala Harris and Beijing Biden. I do mean to use them in that order because I think you know what's going to happen in the next few months. One person who watched the whole debate, stayed up very, was our intrepid producer, Mr. G. Mr. G, I'm curious, and I'm so glad you did so. Describe to us how it went. Was what happened to the objections? How was it run? What was the demeanor of Pence after the violence? Tell our listeners who didn't watch the debate.
It was very disappointing if you thought there was at least going to be a debate. And remember going into it, everybody thought it was going to be the six states that were debated.
Yes.
It was Arizona, and then all of a sudden, I turned off around 11 o'clock for about 30 minutes, and I went back. They come back. Now, all of a sudden, they're on to Pennsylvania. So they went through everything else, and that was the only one where they actually went and had the debates on the objection. So it was Arizona and Pennsylvania. It was only really two states that were objected, not the six states.
And what was the atmosphere like? What was the behavior of those who said they'd object, like Gohmert, like Cruz?
Those guys were decent. They gave it. But some of the other people, the mid-level people that came in at the end that said they're going to object, it was nothing about the election, and it was all about everything that happened that day.
Wow. And of course, thank you, Jeff. Everything we've seen since then is this crumbling of the small group of individuals who said that they would fight for the truth with regard to that election, and now resignations of various people in the administration. Elaine Chao. What is Elaine Chao? Does she make the coffee? What is she? Transport, right? Transport. I mean, how will we survive for the next 13 days? Let me talk about this for a second from my perch as a former White House employee and as a presidential appointee now. What are you doing resigning 13 days before an inauguration? Does that mean you're suddenly cool or special? It means you're just virtue signaling. You've worked for an administration for 4 years, and now you have a problem. Let me be very honest, and I've been thinking about this since 3 a.m. yesterday when I had to do a media hit. There's a man who crushed ISIS. There's a man who took on China and Iran, Russia and North Korea. There's a man who brought hundreds of thousands of jobs back to America, who created the biggest economy we've ever seen, and who built 400 miles of wall on the southern border to protect us and those who are being smuggled and abused across that border. There's a man who stood up to the deep state and a man who called out the lies of the mainstream media for the first time in an effective fashion in the modern age. That man's name is Donald John Trump. And I still stand with him. Not for any personal real reasons of fealty to an individual, but in recognition of what he has done, the cost he has paid personally and his family has paid, and because of what his agenda represents, which above all else, forget GDP figures and the growth in the defense budget and the rebuilding of our military and everything else. It represents one thing above all. Belief in America. In the idea that America is good, is great, is special. And loyalty to the forgotten men and women who built and continue to build this nation. So I am not going to resign my presidential appointment to the Defense Department, National Security Education Board. I'm not going to make some vapid virtue signaling statement on Twitter or post a video on Instagram. When I get home tonight, I will reaffirm my commitment to the man who is the current President of the United States because of what he has done and what he believes in. And perhaps you could too. Perhaps it would be a good time to do that. Make that decision for yourself and then do the right thing. Last night, somebody who I admire a great deal, called Mark Stein, who is, I think, the best guest host for Rush Limbaugh. I love it when he fills in, because I know it's going to be good. Not as good as the Rush, but good, because nobody's as good as Rush. And he was on the Tucker Carlson show last night. And he made a comparison, an analogy, with regards to the violence on Capitol Hill that is perhaps shocking at first blush, but he's absolutely right. Let's listen, let's watch Mark Stein on Fox News last night. Video cut four.
The people are surprised when a tactic that's proved effective for one group of people is then suddenly taken up by other people of whom they don't approve. And so I've listened to all this blather for whatever it is, 6 or 7 hours now, where people are saying, starting with the vice president down, oh, this is not who we are. Have you switched on a TV since Memorial Day? This is exactly who we are. Right. So it's okay to burn Wendy's in Atlanta. It's okay to loot Macy's. It's okay to incinerate a precinct house in Minneapolis. It's okay to set up the Chaz Chop Autonomous Republic. But suddenly you expect the capital of the United States, the United States Congress, to be immune from this. That's completely preposterous.
Yeah, it is sadly who we have become, at least part of the nation, burning down a Wendy's, burning down a courthouse. And so now you have a problem with it? Because somebody who's politically different from you does it at a far smaller scale? That's not hypocrisy. That's just flagrant nihilism. I promised you Leon Panetta. He made a statement with regards to yesterday that, again, is from bizarro world. So let's hear this man who's been in government service for half a century. Video cut eight.
Well, Andrea, in my over 50 years of public life, I have never seen a more disturbing event take place than the Capitol of the United States under siege by a mob, bringing our democracy to a halt.
So, thousands of Americans killed on 9/11, including in D.C. Americans being beheaded on television by ISIS. The Iranian hostage siege. No. Some windows broken in Congress. That's much worse. That's who Leon Panetta is. That's the elite. Because you can't come and endanger us. Let's go to Bill in Louisville, line one. Quick question. You've got a minute. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Gorka. Real quick question is, why doesn't Trump's legal team somehow or another put together their arguments and put it on live TV and have a mock trial, you know, as you might say?
So have you not been watching Newsmax? Have you not been watching OAN for the last 9 weeks, Bill?
No, I have not been.
Well, that's exactly what they've been doing, Bill. You need to check out Fox's rapidly going downhill in the estimation of many people, but those news stations that have a conservative commitment to the truth have been having Rudy, Jenna Ellis, Joe and Victoria on their shows. So it's happened, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the elite says it didn't happen. And that may be one of the reasons for what happened yesterday on Capitol Hill. It wasn't right, but it was predictable. Stay tuned to America First. Live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Rumble and Parler. Subscribe today. Just don't touch that dial.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
It's impossible. How do you say that? Welcome back, dear friends. We are continuing to dissect yesterday's events and analyze them with an eye to the future and the survival of our republic. But first, do you know who Justin Moon is? His family escaped from communist North Korea, made it safely to the shores of the United States. And as a student in college, this man who understood the import of the Second Amendment revolutionized the handgun industry 25 years ago with his design of the K9 polymer-framed pocket handgun. Car arms is my weapon of choice. I carry a 9mm car almost every day. You need to check out this U.S.-based firearms manufacturer who is in the fight for America with all of us here at America First. KAHR, Car Arms, makes patented high-quality pocket pistols at the best prices. Visit KAHR.com today to find the right weapon for you. All right. We have an individual with us today who he is much more than a regular guest. He's much more than a friend and a fellow colleague because he's a senior columnist at our sister organization, townhall.com. You know him as one of your favorite guest hosts here on America First. I call him Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Did somebody give you a kind of little intel in advance about what was going to happen yesterday? Is that why your latest Kelly Turnbull book is called Crisis?
My latest Kelly Turnbull novel begins with a peaceful protest by conservatives in Washington that descends into violence, and eventually people raid the Capitol, although they're Antifa people. So I'm not super happy about predicting that. I've predicted a lot of things with these books, and I keep telling people these are a warning. I was in Kosovo. I understand what happens when civil conflict gets out of control. I consider it all of our jobs as citizens to attempt to stop that and return to a civil society where free expression, fair elections, and legitimate processes are available to everybody.
He's served in the Balkans. He is a colonel in the reserves. I'm not going to reveal the name of an individual who texted me late last night, but he too is a War College graduate, and he said the following to me, and he said, I got $100 that says the establishment learns all the wrong lessons from today. The main one being, gosh, we should double down on condescending to, taking the rights from, and generally oppressing normal Americans. I'm not going to reveal the identity of that individual unless he wants me to. Colonel K. Colonel K, your reaction to that text.
No, I think that person put it brilliantly.
Okay, guys, no, that was Kurt answer at 1 a.m. texting me. So explain to me, because we are trying to understand not only why it happened, but what it means for all of us and Americans. And I really think, sadly, Kurt, I think the quote-unquote establishment is going to do exactly what you texted me last night, that they are going to draw the opposite lessons of what they must draw. But explain.
Well, first of all, we all know that in insurgency theory, one of the tactics of the insurgents is to draw an overreaction by the authorities, to draw neutral and uncommitted people to the insurgent side. The best way to deal with that, and especially in a situation like the United States, where we all supposedly think have the same goal, which is a civil, open society, would be for, you know, President Asterisk to come out and say, hey, you know, I've asked you to unify, and here's what I'm going to do to make that happen. I'm going to make the first step. You guys are worried about me packing the Supreme Court. Guys, that's off the table. You guys are worried about me taking guns and, you know, hassling you religiously. That's off the table, too. And I'm going to take a lot of political heat from some radicals on my side about that. But I need to show you that you can trust me. I need to show you that you're heard. So I'm going to pick up the phone after I finish talking to you, America, and I'm going to call Mark Zuckerberg, and I'm going to ask him to restore the accounts, and Jack Dorsey, restore the accounts of all the conservatives and other people who you've thrown off, in so that people know you'll be able to talk freely and you'll be able to hear everybody's arguments. Now, I don't agree with a lot of these people or a lot of these policies, but I want to unify us, and I think the way to do that is for me to make the first step because I'm the leader. Now, that's so simple and so easy and so obvious. Only our establishment could fail to embrace that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I predict there will be no leeway given. In fact, there will be a doubling down. There will be a re-radicalization, even if that's possible, of the institutional left and the administration that is clearly now coming into power. If that is the case, Kurt Schlichter, follow this man right now, at Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. What happens after that?
They're going to drive people more and more radically. They're going to drive people to have less and less faith in our institutions, and it's about bottomed out. They're going to get people angrier. You know, part of what happened yesterday was, why it had such an effect was the shock. It's not the quote-unquote conservatives, and I'm not going to get into an argument who actually it was. I'm going to assume it was people who generally agree with us, even though we don't agree with their violence. The conservatives aren't supposed to do this stuff, but what's happened, and I've warned about it for years, is you establish a set of rules, everyone's going to obey them. And you can't spend the summer telling me it's so important that people burn down cities, and it's not a protest, it's not a riot, it's a mostly peaceful protest, and not prosecute these people, and then be stunned when your opponents say, oh, okay, well, that's the rule. I don't want it to be the rule. It's a bad rule, and I want to repeal the new rule. But when you establish the rule, you have to understand that other people are going to do it too. So don't be shocked. Instead, be smart. Establish a good rule, Dr. Gorka. Reestablish our constitutional procedures. Reestablish free speech, not just regarding the government, but regarding the media and social media. And insist on it. He's got these guys on speed dial. Call them up. Guys, you got to stop. You got to stop. But Alex Jones may say something. Yeah, Alex Jones will say something. Then I'm going to say he's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's
that's how argument works. Let's leave a space for people to communicate. Let's leave a space for people to reason. Let's let the arguments win. If you're confident in your argument, you never try and shut someone else up.
We have seen exactly the opposite occur in the last 4 years, the last 10 years, the last 16 years. There has never been a loosening of the noose. It has always been a tightening of the noose and an increased radicalization by the left. What does it mean for all of us? We will continue our discussion. Colonel Kurt Schlichter, follow him right now at Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. Check out his latest bestseller in the Kelly Turnbull series. It's book number 5. It's called Crisis, and it was sadly prescient. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Is it a BOGO or is it a twofer? I always thought twofer was better. Who doesn't like a twofer? We all like twofers. How about this one? Do you love talk radio? Do you want to support talk radio? And get a good night's sleep? Because I've got the twofer for you. Mike Lindell's My Pillow, the only pillow that doesn't get hot, doesn't lose shape over the night, just cuddles your cranium as you sleep. You're going to get 60% off if you use my name, because Mike Lindell is a friend of this show. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, not $69.98, $29.98. Call them on 800-829-8468. I use them, my whole team uses them. The president loves them. It's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Likewise, if you like provocative, robust, forward-leaning, conservative analysis, but you also want to have a good time, check out my guest's latest book. It's fiction, but it's serious. It's called Crisis. It's number 5 in the Kelly Turnbull series. You've got to go to Amazon.com right now, or somewhere else that's not a bunch of liberals, and get Crisis. Colonel K, Colonel Schlichter, welcome back. Thank you for your probing, not dour, but serious analysis of what happened yesterday. Let's project forward. Let's look at... I don't want to say that Trump's gone. I don't think he's gone. If you look at how left-wing politicians have come back to preeminence after, you know, leaving young girls to drown in submerged cars in holiday resorts, how some of them have become presidents despite raping young women, I think that yesterday's events do not necessarily forever close down the political career of Donald Trump. Tell me what you think, and also, what does it bode for the MAGA movement, that the whole institution, not just the left and the media, but the rhino class, are now using it to excoriate those who believe in America First?
Well, Dr. Gorka, first, as far as the president, I think that I think the president is much less likely to run in 2024 this week than he was last week. I do see him as a role of kingmaker. Remember, he'd be 78 when he ran in 2024, if he ran. And he's always going to have nearly 50% of people who are against him. That being said, he's also very competitive.
Yeah.
So he may choose to, and he may not, and he'll get good results in the primary, but I don't know if he'll win the primary. I do think that there are a lot of Republicans who like the president, but they also think, okay, he has served his purpose. We needed somebody to come in and be a bull in the China shop. Now we need to move on to something else. That's a strategic analysis. You know, some folks were asking me earlier today, Kurt, what are we going to do? And I said, we're going to enjoy the fact that we have a little time. We have a little space to think, to figure out where we're going. Not a lot, not years, but we don't have to decide this minute or even tomorrow or even next week exactly how we're going to move forward. We know where we're going. In strategic terms, we know our objective.
Yes.
Time to start fulfill, time to create a strategy to meet them and then define the tactics we're going to use within those strategies. I mean, what we really want to do, obviously, is support the American values of the Constitution, the civil liberties that we love, free speech, right to religious freedom, the freedom to defend ourselves and our communities. Those are non-negotiable objectives. How are we going to get there? Look, here's the basic fact, and I don't like it. There are a lot of people who could be inclined our way that did not like the president. I see the president, and that's just the way it is. I like the president. I like most of the things he does, as do you. But the fact is, with a guy like Donald Trump, the very things that you like are also the things that can make other people dislike him. And other people, a significant number of people do. And that is just a fact we have to put into the hopper. I like the president, but I'm a conservative first. And for me, the answer is, are you the best avatar for our movement at this moment? Well, right now, we need to think and decide where we're going. I'm putting nothing off limits outside of people who don't believe in freedom in the United States.
I love this way of thinking. We have our strategic objective. We know where we're heading because it's freedom, it's liberty, it's the Constitution. And now we have a strategic pause. We don't have to make any hurried mistakes or decisions. He's Kurt Schlichter. When you need to battle the coronavirus and crush it and need somebody to host your show, he's the man I turn to. God bless you. Happy New Year. Thank you, Colonel K. Check out Crisis right now. It is the fifth volume in the Kelly Turnbull series. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're suffering with pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this drug-free product. Just listen to Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. That could be you. Find out if it can be you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com right now. You can call them on 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Debra, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
In the military, they call them targets of opportunity. You didn't plan for them, but they just pop up on the horizon and you engage. And we love doing that with our guests, especially when they come to the swamp. And that's why we're delighted to have with us in studio one of the men who makes this show America First possible and so much that is good on the Salem Radio Network. He's Dr. Douglas Howard. He is the inventor, the purveyor of something I take every day called Balance of Nature. But he was here for the historic events of yesterday. That is indisputable. Dr. Howard, welcome to America First.
It's great to be here with you. Thanks.
Can I just say something first?
You bet.
I don't know who did your makeup, but on those new Balance of Nature ads that I see every day on my TV screen, you're looking quite Hollywoodish, quite dapper, quite dapper.
No makeup, and I haven't seen them yet.
Wow, well, you should. You're looking good. You're looking good. All right, first things first, let's talk about yesterday. You, in the break, shared with me, we can talk about what you do, but we have to talk about why you're here. You shared with me this very powerful little moment from the president's speech yesterday. We've spent the whole day revisiting, analyzing, dissecting the events of the last 24 hours, and it's not good. It's not good. But you said you were buoyed by something he said. What was that, Dr. Howard?
Well, as I was talking, actually, I was talking to a top attorney in the Pentagon. And as we went through and we pulled things apart, and I was distraught.
Yeah.
I truly was. And he said, "You've got to look at this. The Constitution is an inspired document."
Correct.
"It is an inspired document by moral, good, intelligent men. There is more in those few pages than in the 6,000 pages of anything that Congress can put together today." And in those few pages. And he just said, "We will endure the next 4 years. It cannot be torn completely apart. It will come. They're not going to destroy the full Constitution. And they may want to trample on it and hit its edges, but it's made thus that we will endure. And we just come here and try and hold things together as best we can."
So that's from somebody serving for the president, serving in the military, and he's absolutely right. An inspired document. We cannot give up on it. It informs who we are, who this nation is. Share with us, if you will, your thoughts, because you've lived an incredible life. Not only have you invented this product, that for me, I called it, I think, when I first met in your hand, it's this, for me, it's a cheat, okay? I like meat. I think kale is evil, but I know I have to eat these vegetables, I have to eat these fruits, and I get these 6-0 capsules, and I'm done for the day! I'm healthier than Gandhi when I take Balance of Nature. Tell me, you've arrived at this product by years, maybe decades, of research, which also has involved you traveling the globe, working abroad, working in post-Soviet Russia as well.
Yeah.
So you must have a very unusual perspective on what we've been witness to in the last 4 years in America, and especially the last 8 weeks. So is there something you'd like to share with those who haven't lived outside of America with regards to your hope, your concerns and your hopes for us looking forward?
You know, it's interesting. I did live in Russia right after the wall came down. I mean, it was 89, right? No, let's see, 90, excuse me, 98, right? And we were there for a couple of years. And we were, it was so interesting. Obviously, I talked politics with everybody I could and everything I could. And I have a very, very dear friend that lives there, and as we were talking one day, our children were in the same class, and we took them to dance class together, and we were sitting there waiting, and he said to me, he looked at me, he goes, "There's just one thing I don't understand about America." He said, "Americans will fight for freedom. Americans will die for freedom. But then, what do you have? You're dead." This is a dear friend of mine who was enjoying this new freedom. And we always said, you know, they can never go back to what they were. Their eyes have been opened. They know that they were lied to now. They know it was all a big lie. But they're going back.
Yeah.
Because it's always what's comfortable.
Easier.
And if I could just say anything to America is, don't sit and get comfortable. freedom is something we have to work for. And I've watched this throughout the world. I've practiced in many places, third world countries, all over the world. And it's something we have to fight for. It's something that you can't just give to somebody. Even this morning, I was talking with a young girl, and she was saying, you know, what's the problem with, you know, the government? And we were talking about taxes and welfare. And I said, the problem is, don't let the government take all of our gifts away. We need to learn gratitude. We need to learn charity. And when you give it in your taxes and then say, okay, it's your responsibility, do what you want with it, then we can turn a blind eye to poor families or to hungry families. And we can get on the telephone and say, somebody should do something about this. I already gave my money. But here's the difference. When you give something from your hand to another, there's an exchange. There's a chemistry. And you don't get that when the government does it for you. And in that exchange, there's two things that happen. The person that you give it to, you take something. You get something from them. You get that good feeling and everything else. But they also get to give gratitude.
Yes.
But when was the last, this is exactly what I told this young gal. I said, when was the last time you saw somebody receive a welfare check and go, oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Or if it can't, or no, what you see is if it comes a day late, they say, where in the heck is my check?
Right.
Da, 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 da. And we're losing charity and gratitude. And we can't.
And together, that means we're losing grace as a nation. We're talking to Dr. Douglas Howard. Follow him at Balance of Nature. I'm not even going to read. I'm not going to do any kind of live read here with Balance of Nature. I take it. You will not regret it if you take it. This man is on a mission. Just in 30 seconds, why did you produce this product for America?
To improve people's lives, period.
Yeah, to improve people's lives. And it's about your health. And the easiest, the most powerful thing I can say to you is, do you want to be the healthiest you can be? Because that requires a few things. It requires conscientiousness, a bit of responsibility and exercise and eating right. And we just don't. Most of us don't. I don't. But I know when I take Balance of Nature, I've made a difference for myself that will impact me and my family and my loved ones. Listen to this man. I am grateful to him. And you could be too, especially since he, if you join us now, is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Do it now. You will not regret it. Please listen. Balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
I was told if I went from 63 million, which we had 4 years ago, to 66 million, there was no chance of losing. Well, we didn't go to 66. We went to 75 million. And they say we lost. We didn't lose. And by the way, does anybody believe that Joe had 80 million votes? Does anybody believe that? He had 80 million computer votes.
That was the president yesterday before the fateful events on Capitol Hill, events that we as yet do not have adequate clarity on. But we have clarity on something. And this will be my final message to you today. Why do we respect the Constitution? Why do we hold it so dear? Why are we prepared to fight and sometimes to die for the Constitution of this land? It's not because it's a piece of paper. It's not because of events that occurred more than 200 years ago in the colonies of the British Empire. It is because we are the Constitution. Whatever happens in the next 13 days until the inauguration, whatever happens in the next 2 years until the next election, or the next 4 years until the next presidential election, that Constitution lives in us, and we live in it. And the Constitution is so dear to us because it expresses our values. Whoever's in the White House, whoever officially won an election, those values remain unchanging. So I ask you to have faith. I ask you to trust in our Creator. And I ask you, and this Republic demands of you, that you stay loyal and true to those values. Because if we do, we will always win. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give in. Never give up. And my friend, stay frosty.